The news Keech brought was crucial, that we were, by the captain's reckoning, a few days' sail from Providence. Hanging me was therefore of the utmost urgency, which explained the captain's 24 hours. Keech readily agreed with Zachariah that if we could manage to keep the captain from his guns, never mind securing them for ourselves, another rising could be staged. He would vouch for that. But, he warned, he keeps those guns locked up, and the key to himself. I know where he hides it, I said. He looked around in surprise.
Where?
I told him.
And would you try to get them?
Yes. Keech whistled softly.
Most times he keeps to his cabin, he said. All you need do is find some way to get him and hold him on deck, Zachariah said.
I'll be here and ready when you have, I put in. Once you've detained him, I can secure the key to the gun cabinet.
It shouldn't take her but a moment, Keech, Zachariah pressed.
Keech studied his hands for a long while.
It might be possible.
He glanced upward.
What about the others? You're going to have to spread the word that it was the captain who murdered Mr. Hollabrass, not me, Zachariah told him. Not her either.
Keech nodded.
They're going to want to know what happens to that key once she's got it, he said.
I looked to Zachariah.
She'll give it to me, he said. I'll be in top cargo waiting for it. And when I've got it, that will be the time for you and me,
he nudged Keech with an elbow,
to lead another rising.
Once again we waited on Keech. The way he fidgeted, it was easy to see that he was nervous about the plan. But that was natural. I was nervous, too. Finally, he said,
It would be the only way, except it better not fail.
Zachariah turned to me.
There you are, he said. We'll do it.
On all this, we shook hands, and I was soon, once again, alone in darkness. It's odd, perhaps, but I was not frightened. I assumed we could succeed with our plan. Oh, what a power of faith in justice had I then! A few days from Providence. I smiled. I would return to the life I led with my family, but now in America, where, so I had been long taught to believe, greater freedom held sway. I sat for the better part of an hour thinking, not of what was about to happen, but of happy days ahead. I heard a sound. I started up, peering into the darkness. Zachariah, quite breathless, appeared before me.
Charlotte,
he called.
It's time.
I crawled out from the brig. Zachariah had found a small lamp, one well hooded.
This way,
he whispered before I could ask him anything. We moved down the hold toward the central cargo bay and its ladder. I looked up. It was quite dark above. What time is it? I suddenly asked.
2 bells into the mid-watch.
By sure reckoning, that meant it would be 1 o'clock at night. Couldn't we do it by daylight?
Charlotte, you're scheduled to be hanged at dawn.
My stomach rolled. My legs grew shaky. Zachariah put his hand on my arm, as if he himself had caught my fear.
You'll do well, he said.
He closed down the lantern's hood to a mere slit and led the way up the ladder. I followed until we reached the top cargo. Once there, Zachariah signaled me toward the rear ladder. It would put me directly into the steerage before the captain's cabin.